Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, well, hello everyone. Here it is, TGIF. Oh yeah. Yeah, thank God it's Friday, right? We're very happy to be here, ready to party with all of you. Yep, we've got our parties all signed up. Hearts are all warmed up, ready to go. So it's wonderful to have you all here. To our Facebookers, yay. Anybody is welcome to join us on our Facebook page, The Psychic Love Doctor Show. So if you'd like to join us, please do. You can then see us in action as we are streaming live. Also, hello to blog talkers. Wow, it's been a while, hasn't it? We are so glad that we finally think they have gotten to the root of their problem, whatever it was.
Whatever it was, they don't
whatever tell. It was.
They ain't telling.
Because that sign is down now. Yeah.
They don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, they had a sign on Blog Talk.
Only for us people when we were trying to connect.
So
users never would have known. People that wanted to watch shows, they didn't bother putting a note up for those folks, poor
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, it wasn't just our show either.
No.
Tons of them. Okay, so here we are. We've had lots of alarming weather reports for all the states around us, but we're not in it. No, we're getting about 2 inches of rain, they're saying, for tomorrow. But I don't know.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I read that.
That is a shit ton of rain in less than 24 hours.
I saw that, yeah.
Oh, they that is damn amount of rain.
They said Noah might need an ark.
Wonderful. And I didn't get a chance to get to the yard.
So anyways, glad to have you with us. And just in case you happen to be new You're listening, I am using ordinary playing cards, which I'm showing to our Facebook audience right now. Yes, this is the card system that uses ordinary playing cards. Now, I know there are many out there. However, this one is called Personal Prophecy. Talk to me, as you heard in the introduction, by my grandmother. And frankly, I've looked at other systems that use playing cards. I haven't found anything quite like this. So let's look at it this way. It basically stands on its own in many ways. So I will be also using a full 24 card layout for each of your calls. This is my personal preference. There you go. Preference. Because I can't do that, you know, flipping over like 1, 2, 3 card. No, I want to see the whole enchilada, as it were. Okay. So with that, I will now turn you over to Mr. Jimbo himself. Yeehaw. Oh, that's right. It is Rebel Card.
Yes, it will be that. Yes, yeah. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind everybody out there and all the platforms that are with us tonight, if you are international, let us know. And we'll give you live international shout-outs anytime during the show if you rock and roll in or you call in. Let us know. And we'll give them right now to the folks that are here that we know. We have Terry Sue, who's in the UK, Laura in Canada, and we have Rachel, who has joined us from Australia. So we have lots of folks around the spanning the globe. All right. Number is 515-602-9676. When you call that number, you hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement's true. Tested it. Good to go. If you hear silence, that's a problem. Hang up. Call back. Usually fixes the problem. Blog talkers, if we have breaks in the phone calls, we turn to you. Can't make promises and nail down times or any specifics like that, but just let it be known. If the situation arises, we'll fall back to you folks. We did do a lot of love for you guys in the last 2.5 weeks with all the blog talk. Good to have you folks there. Glad you were able to reap the benefits from the blog talk failure. Also on Wednesdays, we do our alternate Wednesdays. So no matter how many callers there are, we will switch to you guys. But today is not that day. It is not that day today. Today is Friday. And what kind of day is Friday? I'll tell you what kind of day it is. Yes, indeed. It's a yeehaw. It's Rebel Card Friday. What that means, a couple things, is that when you hear that, you're reading that has been free. Remember, free. So it has to be a timed event. It will be coming to a conclusion when you hear that. So let it conclude. And stand by, though, because you're going to get a card, not an angel card. You're going to get a rebel card. If you're not familiar with those, there is no sunshine or frilly sprinkles. You're going to get a this is life message.
Oh, it's in your face.
This is life. It's we're not going to sugarcoat things and treat you like a little baby with emotional problems. Here's the card you're going to get. If you have emotional problems, plug your ears. They're Tootsie Pop. All right.
No.
It's National Whipped Cream Day today. Yeah, you got to have a day for everything. Well, it's other stuff, too, but everything else is pretty stupid. So believe me, that was the most non-stupid day, whipped cream day. So I'll tell you what the other days are.
Oh, you could really go down dirty lane with that. Yeah.
Or you could not, too. You could just say it's whipped cream's good on desserts.
If Lisa was on the phone, she'd have a few things to say. So you wrapped up your part?
I did. We have infinity callers.
Well, Jim today learned how to stuff a duvet. Right, Jim?
What I learned is international shout out to Jen, who I think she's stateside, though, but we'll give her national because sometimes she goes back to Dubai. And we got Virgil in the UK.
Well, Virgil and Jen, glad to have you.
The only thing I learned about a duvet is there's absolutely no reason for a human on earth need to own one of those. There's no reason.
And it was a two-person job.
There's no reason. What I would do is, if you need that extra blanket, guess what? Buy an extra blanket. You don't need to stuff a blanket in a blanket with a zipped opening and come on.
None of you have any tricks.
The hell, freaking, it's already done.
Sure, yeah, but, you know, for next time.
Oh, next time? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, next time.
I'm tempted to take it to a seamstress and say, so the...
Yeah, but that's going to make cleaning impossible.
Well,
those wouldn't be able to be cleaned together.
Thing.
I don't know how that would dry with that thing on the with that thing on the inside. I just don't know.
Rachel says you sound like her dad.
I'm just saying, there's no reason to do that. I have two blankets. I never get cold where I need the second one. It's folded up in my closet. But hey, I guess if something happens, we lose heat or something. I'm covered.
He's got a puppy dog. Blankie.
Do I right now?
Yeah, in sheets that have
puppy. Oh, the sheets. I didn't know the blanket did.
Well, it's got little paws. Oh,
is that? That's right. That's right. I was trying to just picture. I don't even pay. I've had it for so long. I just kind of.
Michelle, it is easier to wash a duvet. The trouble is you have to take that, I don't know what you call it, duvet insert. Got to take it out and then wrestle with it again.
And then put it back in eventually. Yeah, that's...
I think Jim might actually have a very sound idea. Just buy a blanket. Buy a comforter.
I never would have bought the thing to begin with.
Well, you didn't buy it.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't have done that. But you are not me. And you bought it.
Well, come on. It was a long story that started with the red velvet thing. And once I stuffed that insert, which is very fluffy, you felt like you were sleeping like a dead man, a buried. It was too much. It was too much. So Yeah, I thought, well, we'll get something lighter. And no, and I can see, Laura, why you got rid of yours, because this one's probably on its way out too.
See, a guy doesn't need to buy that to know that. He can just, oh, I got to do put that in there, and then now take them apart, and then put them back again every so often. Yeah, why would I do that?
You know
why
what I love about men,
on earth would I do that?
They will
why?
Wait until the sheets and the blanket can both walk to the laundry room. They don't need any help because they've been on that bed soiled for a long time.
First of all, I don't go to bed soiled. It's not like, hey, it's time to go from the coal mines to the bed. That doesn't happen. So there's not that. If I am at a point of being soiled, then I will definitely make sure I'm clean before
well,
I go.
Well, I hope if you had female company over for a sleepover, I'm hoping that you would strip the bed after she's left.
That has nothing to do with normal everyday sleeping.
Well, yeah.
And being dirty. Those are two different subjects. So.
See, Terry Sue understands. She knows.
All right.
I guess we can get this party started.
Let's do it. And we start with mystery. We're going to Skype caller. Don't know where they are. Hello. Welcome to your first caller.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, hello.
Hello.
And you are?
Patricia.
Well, hi, Patricia. How's it going? You're in Pennsylvania, right?
No, I'm in Arizona right now.
Oops. We have a lot of Patricias.
I don't even attempt to guess unless I'm very certain. I know nothing.
Well, tell
thank God it's Friday.
Indeed it is.
No kidding. So tell us on what brings you to the show and what's going on. Tell us.
Well, what's on my mind tonight is I'm in a really in a real need for a handyman to do some stuff around my house, and I'm just scared to look online and, you know, just choose somebody. I would like to know if I'm going to choose the right one. I want somebody, of course, you know, dependable, honest, on time, cost effective, you know, all those things.
Okay.
But I just wanted to find out if I'm going to be able to find, I'd like to find somebody that I can have long term, not somebody that's going to, not going to fit my needs and then I have to hire somebody else.
I could put Jim on a plane first thing in the morning, but he's going to have to come back. So
I trust, yeah.
I've never been to Arizona.
I'm going to tell you from my own experience before we look at your cards. What is it, Angie's List that I go to?
Angie's List is a pretty good one.
Yes.
They're scrutinized. There's a lot of rating system on them. There's probably other places, too. That's a big one. I've used them before. It's really good. And then they'll give you a list of people, you put what your project in and all that stuff. She may be familiar with this, but maybe other people aren't. Other people may not be. You sign up, register, you put what you're down, you call it a project, what kind of project you're looking for. And then, they say, hey, this person here is interested, this person is interested, and blah, blah, blah. And you can go research them and, because it's good to figure out what other people who have used them have to say.
We've had nothing but trouble. I mean, nothing.
But trouble. We've never had trouble with Angela.
We've had nothing but good results.
Yeah, apparently if there's any issues, I mean, every no matter what happens, somebody's going to complain about somebody. So I don't think they'd kick them off for one complaint.
But if
there was some serious criminal things or serious failures, they would get kicked off Angie's
List. They would.
And you can check the Better Business Bureau after. There's a lot. Once you get a list of hits on Angie's List or other websites that you use, you can really dig into it. But the cards will really tell, right?
Yes, they will.
They will.
Also, people post reviews. And I want you to know that all the contractors and stuff that I hired that came from Angie's List, it was for redoing my house after my husband had passed away.
You really used Angie's List for that, huh?
It was well over $250,000 that went into that project. I mean, cancer is expensive. I don't know if you folks know that, but even with insurance, it's expensive. Excuse me. and we couldn't do any repairs to the house, and it was bad. I mean, the house was like one step away from being condemned.
Certain parts of it. Other parts weren't.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, all it takes is the front wall. But anyway, so, Deborah, if you don't choke to death, what do you see in the cards?
Some fuzz, a lint ball or something.
Oh, are you a kitty cat? Coughing up a freaking hairball?
Yeah,
is that what you're doing?
Give me a ball.
Yep. All right. What do you got, Deb? She patiently awaits you.
Yes, I definitely see that you're going to get one.
Good.
And he's very good that I see here. And don't be afraid to ask for references, insurance, bonding, whatever you feel you want to know. Be very specific about what you want done.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing I've noticed is, and you can't be afraid to do it, as nice as they seem, is when they you know what, that's pretty, like you guys talk, so that's a pretty good reason to listen, but I got a few other folks that are also interested, and I got to talk to them. Sometimes they'll say, you know what, somebody gives you one lower than me, come back to me.
Yeah, we have a guy like that.
Yeah, yeah. So.
And I was so grief-stricken at the time that I just basically let them pick. They said, what colors do you want? I said, put it all white. Let's keep this simple. But they used some of their, I mean, these were guys
mm-hmm.
that were not like interior decorators, not by any means, but they had good taste.
Sure, and typically they're going to want, you should
yeah.
never pay anybody 100%, obviously. This is for other people.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are going to want some kind of startup money, and a lot of that typically could be just material.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's all negotiated up front, of course.
And don't be afraid to get references.
Yeah.
And I see him right here.
But you see it.
You're going to actually develop a long-term relationship, I mean, business-wise.
Oh, yeah. When you get somebody that does a lot of good work like that, you do kind of want to hang on to them anyway. Because they're not, and that's what she's looking for. She wants to find a handyman that she can go to down the road, too. And that's what everybody, that's perfect if you can find that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
And this one runs his own little business. My impression is that he's a little older, you know, probably around retirement age, but he knows his stuff. He's very, very sharp. And, in fact, he ought to charge more than what he does for his work.
And you're looking for a handyman stuff that, like, just one guy could do. He doesn't need a team of guys, right?
Right. You know, just basic stuff like going
sure.
up on the ceiling, taking down the light fixtures so that I can clean them, and little, spackle here and there.
That's perfect, yeah.
Maybe drywall.
Sure, you know, or something else that comes up, right.
You know, light construction, stuff like that.
Yep, gotcha, yep.
Now,
I got a door frame that's falling apart. Got
you
needed a door frame.
You aren't satisfied
yep.
with anybody from the Internet. This is something I've been told along the way. Call churches. They have very good, I mean, they're probably the best reference anybody could have, but they amongst the congregation will have people that do this kind of thing.
Okay.
So, I mean, you've got avenues here,
sure.
but my perception is you're going to find the right one almost like I did by magic,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to
okay.
be a perfect fit. You're really going to like him, and he is very, very meticulous in his work. And that's true, Terry Soup. In England, is saying, make sure you always check their reviews first.
Well, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Independent,
okay.
you can check the reviews on whatever, if you use the secondary, third-party site, you can check them there. Then you can go check off on your own, too, and Google and stuff. Oh, absolutely. It never hurts to do your due diligence. But the good news is you see a positive outcome on that. That
and
is
very soon.
Very soon. That's even
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Sure. Stand by.
Don't leave.
Do not leave. As you heard, it is Rebel Card Friday. And these Rebel Cards, there's no sugar and spice. So here's your single card before we move on to the next person. Subject is fuck fear. It will lie to your face. And that's what I'm saying. These things are a little vulgar and stuff, but they are very. When you think about it, fear will lie to you. Fear will make you maybe
It'll cripple you, not do things you should do, or vice versa.
So
yeah,
it's a good card.
And Patricia, we've asked people, do you want a rebel card or would you
yeah,
like
tonight's
an
not one
angel
of those
card? And they always go for basically for the rebel card.
Yeah, I don't
card.
Think we very rarely get anybody
yeah.
choosing the, probably because we do the angel card so much, they probably like the change.
So everybody, screw fear. Yeah, we don't want any fear.
Yeah, I mean, you take fear at its face value. It's there to try to warn you so you maybe think twice about things. But you know, sometimes fear will just make you totally flip-flop on
yep.
logic. All right,
yeah.
Well, anyway, okay.
All right, well, Patricia, let us know how it goes because
yeah,
we're interested now.
I
yes,
will.
Thank you.
Thank
being,
you.
Thank you for being patient
oh,
and being the first
oh,
caller.
Welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye now. No, she's getting a good guy.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you're careful, you can definitely do it.
Okie dokie.
All righty. Keep on, keep on, because our list is growing faster than we can take callers. We're going to go to area code 775 out west. Is this our Wendy?
This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Well, hello there, Miss Wendy.
Welcome, and thank you also for holding for a long time.
Well, thank you. And here's the latest. Oh, my God. I got that notice from that man that I've been renting a storage place from for 3 years, and he wanted to raise the rent. So I believed him, and I rented another storage unit, and I had to put down a $29 admin fee and then a little bit more. I ended up paying $51 to hold the unit. And then the man contacted me today and said, oh, okay, you can keep the unit the way it is for the same price for another year. So then I contacted the storage unit, and I said, I need to cancel that, and I was told I would get all my money back. And this woman said, you'll get $21 back. You're not going to get the $29 admin fee. Well, I'm going to dispute that because I was told that I would get everything back. It's been less than 24 hours. And Will my bank support me, Bank of America? Would I be able to do a chargeback and get the $29 back, or what's going to happen?
Interesting. That is a very interesting question.
You deserve that back.
Deserving doesn't mean anything in the world we live in. That's why she's asking, yes. Deserving, yes.
Don't you despise
she deserves it.
When people...
It's so silly charging me $29 for an admin about 14 as the hours after I did the thing online.
I will say that quite a bit of places here, like when you're doing for apartment stuff, you're not getting that back, but they make it clear. So if they didn't make it clear to her, shame on them. She says they told her she would get it back. So that's a different ballgame. I know around here, there's some kind of like registration or application fee when people try to get rent apartments and stuff,
yeah.
And you don't get that back if it's all through.
You have to pay for the credit check.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what. And around here, you don't get that back, regardless if they are the ones that turn you down. So, but they make that very clear up front, and it sounds like it was not made clear to Wendy
there's
up front. That's the problem.
Too, when it comes to trying to get back on your feet for the average person. You can't get a job.
It is
your
a catch
22. Credit report is bad, but
yep.
You need a job so you can fix your credit report.
Yeah, a lot of it depends on the job too.
Well, they don't want you handling money because apparently.
But you know what? But
steal.
People that dig ditches, they don't really care if you're going to steal money because they got no money to steal. If you're digging a ditch, you can steal the dirt. They probably want you to steal the dirt you're digging. But so it depends on the job. Yes, you're right.
Well, go for it, Wendy. She needs to be retrained in that area. Okay. Go for it. You'll
so
get,
what did you so you'll you,
get her money back.
So you see.
Yeah.
That's what you see because her question was
yeah.
Will you see if she goes to Bank of America and asks for chargeback and all that stuff? Is she going to get her money back?
Well,
so,
I think she should talk to the guy that told her she could keep her unit.
Well, that guy has nothing to do with what
I'm not going to rock that boat. It's my advantage to keep the old unit because it's $40 less a month times 12.
Yeah.
That's approaching $500 for the year. So the bank cannot force this storage company to give me back my money. One bank calls my bank talks to their bank. But I am going to state, honestly, that I was told to grab it real quick before somebody else grabbed it. And, yes, I'd get back every penny. So I see me telling the bank that, and they will do the they will go through the process. But will I prevail? I mean, to them, it's not a lot of money. But to me, it's $29. That is a lot of money. So will I ultimately be given back the $29 and be able to keep it?
I think you should be able to get it back. And if for some ungodly reason you don't, when something like this happens to me, I think of it as my sister and I went out for some lunch and the bill was $29. So you find a way to find peace with it within yourself.
If she doesn't, right. But, you know, you see it working out one way or the other, her getting her money back. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good deal. All right. Let's stand by. Wendy,
so
here's your rebel card.
Do you see getting the money back?
I think so. Now, you may have to speak to somebody above her.
Yeah, she can't tell you the specifics and the intricacies and who, what, where, when, but she does see you ultimately. So.
I just can't see going to the bank and going through all that.
That would be the last resort, of course. But, yeah. All right, here's your rebel card reading. That project, that person, that idea is waiting. Get after that shit. The world has your back. So I don't know if there's something out you're thinking of doing that has nothing to do with this reading, or maybe it is about this reading. Go after it. Get it done. So you see a positive outcome for her, and that's good.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Wendy, for holding.
Yes,
we appreciate you as always.
Take care, hon.
Thank you both.
Yes, we shall be in touch again. Thank you so much.
Hey, I have a word to share with everybody.
What's the word? Is it an F word? Four-letter word?
No.
Man, those are good words.
No, it's
fun
an
words.
S word.
Yes. Oh, shit.
No.
Stupid.
No.
Son of a bitch.
No, what this word is, shopping. Wanted to let you all know, if you can hit up your TJ Maxx, your Marshalls, or your Ross, if you have Ross Dressed for Less, go. The entire store is on clearance. In fact, those of you on Facebook can see what I'm wearing. I watched this sweater for a while. It was priced too high. You know me. You know me. My boundary is I'm shopping clearances, and that's where I'm staying. Got it for $10. Yeah. So it was a good kill. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, you got to look at their standpoint.
Terry Sue, you can go online. I don't know if they'll ship to you, but they do have websites.
She's in the UK.
Yeah, they need to demand that TJ Maxx gets over there.
Well, they may or may not be. I'm just saying, but if they're not, then there's no way that she would ever benefit from that. Ever, ever, ever on this planet, ever. Okay. She could buy something for one penny, and by the time shipping came down to it, if it's not...
true.
Don't do it. If they're not legally over there, yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that Amazon UK website, wow, they are schmoozing me like crazy. They keep sending me messages saying, you know, you went and bought a lot of cool stuff on our website. Come back. We have clearance and we have sales. And I'm thinking, boy, oh, boy. Hit your own people up.
But you're a new blood. So
yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, you're a new wallet that they want to tap. That's all.
Very good thinking, Jim. Very good.
All right. Laura said they also don't have any of those stores up in British Columbia that you mentioned either. So
that's terrible.
You know, it is what it is, right? Yeah. Let's let's see where I am. I am where I am. Okay, let's go to the next. Going back to the phone lines. We're going again. Once again, it shall be a Skype caller who we don't know anything about. Welcome to the show, Skyper.
Hello there. Hi, you're on the air with us.
Hello.
Skype. Zero hold time.
Because I just clicked on their mute, so they're not holding technically. Rod, you comprehend the comprehension.
I think you're going to have to let them go.
When you got to go, you got to go. Which kind of ironic, though, because we're going to do that, and then we're going to go to the next caller, who is also a Skyper. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Well, welcome to the show.
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria, there
yes,
she
hello.
Is. She's you in Jersey.
How you doing, hon? I wanted to tell you, I received your private message to me, and what my suggestion to you is, contact your state's legal aid. You certainly qualify for representation. Okay, legal aid. We all have, and you know, what?
I tried a couple of times, and they said they couldn't help me. They don't serve what I need.
Well, that doesn't make sense to me, because it seems to me, knowing your situation, that somebody there would want to handle it. You can't go to small claims court without an attorney representing you, but it depends on what your limit is for, I think here, Jim, it's 5,000.
Yeah, if I remember. Every locality is different.
But I think New York is like 10,000.
No, it might be because everything's expensive there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's in Jersey, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's not New York. But it could
no,
be the same principle. We don't know. Like you say, every locality is different. You have to check. What's nice is all of those places have on-site, online places you can go.
Are you still living in the house?
Yeah, I have to. I have no money coming in, and what I have saved is running down. So I'm trying to get a job, and nobody's hiring at the moment. So,
well, what would your question be, hon?
Job relocation or whatever
yeah.
comes to you.
Your voice still sounds bad.
Yeah, it does sound
yeah.
bad. Are you on? Are you mending? Are you getting on the road to recovery?
Pretty much. It looks a little bit better, but there's something with the smoking with my, I got to do this, like the nasal stuff and some other
things. Well, you know what? I hate to sound like a mother to you right now, but smoking doesn't help. You know, it can only make your situation last longer and harder to get over.
That is very motherly.
Well, I'm sorry. I feel like a mother.
And you know what? I would say 99.9% of the humans on here that aren't 14 know that smoking is going to kind of make recovering from a cold rough.
I'm just saying as a public service
announcement. Oh, public service. Hey, hey.
Mama Deb.
Hey, you sons of bitches out there. If you didn't know it, that smoking stuff might make you not get better as quick. And if you didn't know that, well, you got hit by a freaking dumbass, what do you call it, a football bat, you know?
Get those fags out of your mouth. Fags.
Yeah. You know, it is what it is. Everybody's different, too. Everything affects every single person differently. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, you're still going to have a struggle yet, hon. And it's having blow-up arguments with your brother is not helping. All right.
No, and he's not even talking to me either.
Yeah, he's going to get his. Just remember that. You know, and if there's any, you guys are Italian, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of religion mixed up with the Italian culture. And just remember, God is watching, and he's taking notes. So your brother treats you badly, you're going to find your way out of there. You're going to walk away with nothing, likely, but he's going to end up facing karma, and karma can be such a biatch, you know. Whatever he's gained from the passing of your father, he could lose in an instant. So, I just want you to know that you're just going to have to keep strong, keep looking, keep, you know, I get the feeling from you, hon, that there's nothing that's beneath you. I mean, if you had to go, excuse me, down to the, say, local zoo and shovel poo-poo all day, you would do it for the right price, you know. Didn't I say something like that to you yesterday?
Well, I don't remember. I don't remember anything about shoveling poop. That doesn't ring any bells here.
I mean, there are some really crap jobs.
There is.
Out there.
You can ask Mike Rowe.
Yeah, he knows.
From Dirty Jobs. Yes, indeed. Some of his jobs aren't dirty, but they're scary, some of them. But still, they're basically jobs that people don't really want to do. So, yep. It's indeed. All right,
well,
stand by.
Right. That's right. Go ahead.
Yes, there are jobs that aren't dirty, but they're still like, whoa, kind of jobs. A lot of them are a little risky or whatever. All right, here's the subject of your rebel card. It says, stop talking. Shut your mouth and listen. So whatever that may mean, she's got a lot of things going on in her life like all of us do. It doesn't have to pertain to anything that you just mentioned, even, or could it? It may.
Well, I feel bad for you, hon. I really do.
Yeah, you know, it's like when they say it rains, it pours. You're trying to recover. You got all this other crap going on.
Sometimes family.
She wants a break.
Family can turn out to be the worst kind of enemy.
Yeah, and you can't, like, you can't buy your own family. You're born with it, too, so you're stuck with them. Yep. All right,
you know
well,
what some women do? They go out and they find themselves a husband, okay, that will fill the gap.
That's not a good thing, though, is it, necessarily?
Well, I don't know.
Because then that could bring a whole set of other problems that you didn't really invest in. So,
yeah, I guess.
All right, well, thank you very much, Rosemary. We appreciate you holding. It is time to keep moving on our list because our list is big and we've checked it more than once, which would be twice. All right, we're going to move on to our next caller, which is area code 520.
Well, hey, you guys. How are you?
Welcome in.
Well, we're doing all right.
Well,
we're doing good. Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your
plan? Are you going out?
Well, I'm here. No, God, no. I'm visiting. I took a long road trip. I'm visiting my adult son with my grandson, and I depended
cool.
on my son has a new house in a new neighborhood, so I'm not familiar with anything here. And I made reservations at this overnight stay, and I said, please tell me, is that a good place to stay? And I arrived, and my son had plenty of time to tell me, but he never got back to me on it. I'm very unhappy. I'm very unhappy. I looked at the reviews and, you know, they were good reviews, but okay, I'll make it work.
You mean for accommodation?
Yeah, for is it just one night?
Two. I was just telling my son, I said, I'm going to sit in the car and finish a phone call. Well, I was so pissed, but I'm trying to make it work.
Have you
and
ever?
And so I'm taking it.
Have you ever used Hotwire? I have for my kids when they've traveled, and they've ended up in some pretty swanky places for very little money.
No, that ship has sailed,
well,
apparently. She is where she is, she said.
Yeah, so I make it work. I'll make it work. You know, I'm just really,
all right.
It'll be okay. It'll be okay.
Well,
I asked the desk clerk was very young. I said, is this a safe place to stay at? I said,
that's
oh,
a good
we
thing
have long-term... We have long-term residents. I said, are they government subsidized here? Yes. I told my son, I said, where does your wife's parents stay? Because I know they stay in the area, but I think it's a whole different location. So I have to get their phone number and find out.
But you know what?
Anyway.
No, you missed the whole thing, too.
What?
They're government subsidized.
Oh no! There you go.
Yeah, that's why she asked.
Yeah.
That's why she just pointed that out.
But
us,
I
so
was in the lobby. I was in the lobby, and there were a bunch of German-speaking women there, so I felt a little bit more reassured. And I don't have an animal. I don't have an animal, and I saw some people walking through with animals, and I thought, oh my God, which is okay. You know, when I had an animal. And I would stay in these overnight places with animals. I mean, that was a different story. But now I don't have an animal. It is what it is. I could go down the list of all these negatives. I have to make it positive.
If those people go out drinking, those animals are going to bark. Yeah.
Some do. It depends on the animal. She said
you
animal.
You know, I'm thinking about.
If we say dog, could be an iguana. Iguanas
place?
Don't make any noise.
I'll call the place that my daughter-in-law's parents stay at and see if they have vacancy, and then I'll cancel my I'll try to get my money back for tomorrow night and go over to the other place, see if that works, if that'll work.
Oh, you should be able to.
I mean,
yeah.
They charged me a fortune. But anyway,
well,
my neighbor and I, we had a big old bang-up talk this morning.
Yes.
We go to town on it, you know, because we're yelling at each other, but in a friendly way. And we're by ourselves, and we're just getting it out of our system. And I'm telling him, well, that hurt me when you did that. And he said, well, you know, I'm trying to explain it. And I said, I don't want to hear the explanation. I'm just letting you know. Anywho, we got it all sewn up, and he told me he loved me. And
nice.
Then I said, and on the way up here, there's been one thing after another on this trip, and I've called my neighbor to decompress, you know. So he's kind of been there for everything, you know, every step of the way. It's been kind of a rocky trip. I don't know why. What cards say, Deb?
Slip sliding away.
I think that was Paul Simon, maybe.
Oh, could be.
Yeah, that was from 70s, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yep. Yeah, it sounds like Paul Simon.
So make sure you and Julio don't go down.
Yes, Julio, down by the playground or whatever the hell.
No,
is.
Schoolyard? I thought it was the river.
No, it wasn't. I don't think.
Well, hello, Charlotte from Alaska.
Is she?
Yes.
Welcome.
All right, Lisa, I'm going to take a look. Wait, you didn't even tell me what your question is.
Yeah, she wants to know what you see, basically.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, the snapshot. Yes,
by the way, a trivia point here when Jim says, that's nice. That's from A Few Good Men.
Oh.
When Tom Cruise went out drinking and he showed up back at his apartment, and she said, Demi Moore said, I think I'll make some coffee.
Because he came back snot-slinging drunk.
And, yeah.
He goes,
he
I think
said,
I put on a pot of coffee. And he goes,
nice.
She's making coffee.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. I wasn't using it in the same context. That's why Lisa picked up on it and laughed.
See, the neighbor is behaving better now because you're not so easily.
Get his pulse on it.
Whatever you want to call it. Like, you're not in his clutches so easily anymore. Mm-hmm.
I went out late last night, till late. I partied up because I was so pissed at him. And I dressed to the nines, and I did it to it. I went to dinner, friends, and then I thought, oh, God, I don't want to go home. So I went to the place where they were doing karaoke. The car drove me. I had So, and I had a great time. And I know he knows when I, you know, he can see when I'm coming home and when I'm going out. And I made sure that I wore bright painted toenails, no socks, and my leopard shoes. And, yeah, so I did it too.
Oh,
and then I.
That's like cougar shoes.
Yeah. And then I went out. I think the day before, I hadn't talked to him. I was so pissed at him. And he called me, and I said, nah, I don't want it. And then I hung up the phone. And so I just simply, we had a little powwow this morning, and I think we ironed it out.
Mm.
Does it look like we ironed?
Yeah. Did you get home after midnight?
After midnight.
No.
Okay. I assumed when you say really late that it's going to be.
Well, I mean, for me, it was late. For me. Yeah, because I had to be on the road today.
No, she planned to get up early, so she came home later than she had originally planned.
Wow, Charlotte, that is cool. She just told us she met Demi Moore and Bruce Willis in Idaho. They were so cool and down to earth. I've heard that before. Okay, now getting back to you.
Alrighty then.
He's trying his best not to get you pissed off. Okay, Lisa, he's trying very hard. Because he knows that you're on the edge of walking out on him. And he's not ready to let that happen. So, yeah. So you're... Okay. tell me again, you're visiting, did you say your son?
Yeah.
Who are you? Yeah? Your
yeah.
son is, he's got, I don't know if he'll open up to you, but I want to tell you, he is very unhappy. And
yeah, I know.
Of, oh, you do? And he's
oh,
thinking
yeah.
of making some big changes in his life.
Big like changes. What? Like what?
Like maybe leaving her?
Leaving on a jet plane.
Mm-hmm. Well, God, I hope he has a backup plan because she's the one that, with the power income, and she just drove up right now. I'm going to have to get off the phone because we're supposed to go out to dinner. She's got
oh.
a low-slung Mercedes, top-notch. I mean, she's got the
oh,
income.
Oh, well, I hope.
But they started out.
Go ahead.
They started out at zero base, you know, but she's in an industry where she can make, and she does. You know, she went to school. She, you know, I mean, she's a locomotive. So I don't know. You know, I don't know what he'll do. I have no idea if he leaves her.
Well, remember, they sometimes turn into boomerangs. So he needs to work this out on his own. I've always told my sons, you've got 30 days. You got to come home. You can solve any problem within 30 days.
Oh,
okay.
No, he can't. No, it never works. No.
Well, I know, but sometimes they stand there wearing a barrel, and what are you going to do? You know,
I'll pay for a hotel. No.
That's true. Once birds fly out of a nest, they don't fly back in, do they? I think they just go. Okay, here's your rebel card.
All right. Subject is ask a fucking expert.
Oh.
It says don't rely on your friends or the internet. Listen to a damn professional.
Regarding what?
Does the card, I'm pulling the card, Deb.
Can you pull another?
No, I can't pull another one. Any other questions?
Is there a rule?
Thank you.
Yeah, there is a rule.
You got to go.
Yeah, you got to go, yeah.
We'll be here tomorrow.
I do. Thank you, guys.
You
love you. Bye.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Here's the deal. I don't tell you how to mess with your cards. You don't tell me how to mess with my cards, eh?
Well, that one seemed really off base.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
Check with a professional.
We don't know. Remember, we don't know every single thing going on in her life.
You know.
So you got to, when you get one of these rebel cards, it may relate to the exact question you asked, or it may relate to something else you never told a soul about.
Terry Sue, that's exactly right. But I would also see it about your marriage because you have such a good one that card can mean, you know, like genuine happiness. You know, you guys have that. Yeah, but it also is about self-fulfillment, you know, self-satisfaction, all that kind of thing. We'll get to that. I'm working on it, you guys. Okay, Rosemary, but that's true. Karma will find you. You can run, but you can't hide.
Why is it like Billy Joel said, only the good die young?
I can't answer.
Only the good die young. Good Billy Joel song.
You know, people do crappy things to other people, and they think they're going to get away with that. No, it's going to come right back on you. So, maybe in a whole different fashion, you know what I mean?
All right, we move on now.
Mm-hmm.
On we shall move. Next caller, area code 631, that tells me 631, where 631 is located in New York. 631, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hi. Yes, hi. My name is Suzanne.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yes.
Are
you see anything?
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, are you in the snowstorm yet?
No, I moved to Florida 4.5 months ago.
Well, then that'd be an easy answer. No, she's
but
not
you
in
like
a snowstorm.
Well, look, I kind of miss Long Island a little bit, though. I do.
Yeah.
Everybody misses.
So somewhere.
Somewhere home where you've been a long period of time.
Okay, tell us, Suzanne, what are you here for?
Yes, what would you like to know?
Love life.
There you go.
Yes, I'd like one. And if you see me moving back to Long Island, staying in Florida, going to North Carolina.
Ah.
Oh, North Carolina is very nice.
So there are three options.
The only reason I would go there is my son's there. He might be staying there. That's the only reason, but I can't move now. But I'd like to meet a nice man and move to North Carolina.
Oh, they're very charming there. They are. I'll do my best for you.
Okay, so they're kind of tied together, the love and the moving.
Yeah.
Maybe not tied together. She's hoping, perfect world, they would be tied together. So, Florida
or
staying. In other words, don't move.
Right.
Or moving to Long Island or North Carolina. Sounds like she would like to do the North Carolina thing, but now, right now, is not an option.
Not right now?
She said that, right? Right now, she can't do it right now with the sun.
The sun is in North.
She just said right now she wouldn't be an option right this minute. Like tomorrow, she couldn't move there. But you know, she would like, if she does move there, she would like there to be a multiple sun and maybe a love connection. So there you go. There's your reading.
I don't know if my son's moving back to Long Island. If he's staying in North Carolina, I don't know yet.
There's the deal. So she doesn't know yet where he will land.
Seems like he doesn't know either.
Well, obviously not. Otherwise, she would know.
He's having a hard time making up his mind.
Does he get to make up his mind, or is this related to a job?
Or is it school?
Well, he's going to be out of the Marines in a year, less than a year.
Oh.
Where is he currently stationed? In North Carolina?
Yeah.
There's the question.
Lejeune? Oh. Maybe you don't know.
Yeah, where is he stationed? Curious.
North Carolina.
We're just curious about the military installation, but
yeah.
If you do not want to reveal it,
that's
fine. That is fine. As A-OK.
You never know who's listening to these shows.
You know, I don't know that there's a bunch of them there.
There's
a couple at least. Yes. Oh. But anyway, we don't need to go down that road. What do you got, Deb?
Well, it's going to be good for him to get out. I don't think that this is really giving him a full bucket of satisfaction.
Well, it doesn't. No, that's not for
everybody.
Right.
You're right.
Well, that life is not for everybody.
You know, I hope that he's taking good care of himself, because sometimes as you get close to being discharged and it's a year for him, they can start to develop depression. So he should try to look at it this way. It's like a road march, and I've been on them when I was in the Army. The last mile is the hardest. The last few is a Navy veteran. The last 10 miles pulling in for homecoming are probably...
It's not a distance thing. It's a time.
Yeah,
you know,
time.
It's not distance. It's the last... Depending on how long you were gone, how many days, 2 weeks, last month, if you're on a really long appointment, 9 months or longer, yes.
Okay, so he's prominent in your cards. And I think that the...
Well, who's prominent in my cards?
Your son.
Yeah.
What about the love life thing?
Well, the love life thing, that's going to be somewhat dependent on where you go.
Mm.
Well, I'm in Florida. I can't move to North Carolina. My son's only 22. I can't live with him and his girlfriend if he stays there. You know, I'm talking about when I get older. You know, so I'm here.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're not going to spend your life alone. There's no way that's going
to
happen.
I want to meet someone soon. I don't want to wait till I maybe move when I'm 80 to North Carolina, you know.
Well, here's the thing. You're going to meet them, these men, but you got to make sure that he's one that's ripe for picking. Because I see that you could attract men that would lie to you as the day is long. You know, there's a lot of men out there that are very spoiled. The internet has ruined them. That we women have as a whole, as a gender.
Yeah, I went out on New Year's Eve, and a man took me out from 6 to 8. We were supposed to hang out afterwards, and he just brought me home and said, oh, I ate too much steak. I'm tired. Bye. But he wanted to go out with me again and be my boyfriend. I said, no, goodbye.
Yeah, that is odd.
I think he had another date.
Yeah, he's probably playing multiples there.
Have we spoken to you before? I could have sworn you sound so familiar to me. Maybe sometime in the past. I'm not sure.
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think he had any dates, believe me.
Well, you never know. For every person out there is another person. It doesn't mean, you know, he may have been from the ditch, dug out of a ditch, but that means there's probably somebody else out there that's just meant for him.
Well, and here's the thing, too. You are now this is not an insult, okay? This is a compliment. You're a high-maintenance woman, and that means...
No, not really. We went to place, and he had a gift certificate, and we had that, and then we went home. He's the one who said, would you like to be my girlfriend? We were eating at the place, and he was the one who... What?
Yeah.
You got to come up with a different term, Deb.
Okay, help me, people out there.
Okay, when she says high-maintenance, she's not thinking of the common... Most people think people of high-maintenance, oh, I must have these special massages. High maintenance is you don't just take any schmuck. A guy's got to when she says high maintenance, she doesn't mean it like in the cash monetary thing. I got to have the finest dining.
He's got to be interested. He has to actually put some effort into you.
Yeah, he can't be some dirt bag with a bunch of baggage and stuff like that because some women will settle, but you're not a settler.
And if he had a certificate for going out to dinner, that would kind of turn me off.
This was New Year's Eve,
yeah.
And he just dropped me off. We were supposed to do something, play cards or something, and he dropped me off, so I had to be alone from 8 to 12.
Yep, well, like
we
you said.
We just together 6 to 8.
Like you said, when he tried to get back with you, you said negative, because that was a sign.
Well, and like I say, you don't fall for the BS that a lot of men are going to throw.
Well, I just think it's hilarious that he thought that after a night like that he would have a chance to go back out on a second date.
Because for some reason, he thinks women are desperate.
Or he's just that big of a dumbass.
Yeah, or that big.
Well, we knew each other for 3 weeks as friends, so it wasn't, you know, played miniature golf, stuff like that.
But
he
still,
just thought he could say, oh, good night, I'm tired, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, okay.
That's like a New Year's Eve, their special day is New Year's Eve, maybe like a Valentine's Day. You can't just schluff somebody off even if...
No, he should have taken you out for a really nice dessert or something.
Yeah, right. And especially like, 8 o'clock, I got to go. Yeah, that's real. Okay, buddy, you do got to go. You're right. You have to go.
That's an indication.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why. She made a note of that. Said, okay, buddy. That's why he's been trying to like... Let's do it again. And she's like, negative.
I think
ain't going to happen.
That's really smart of you. Because this guy is never going to, he wants you to come down to his level. You need him. The right man's going to come up to yours. Okay. And Suzanne, you have a high level. And it doesn't mean anything about.
It's not monetary. It just means you don't settle.
There you go.
You don't settle. You don't settle for some schmo and act desperate when you don't need to be desperate. Some women can't stand to be alone for a certain amount of time. So they're like, well, this guy's got so many problems that I'm going to deal with it anyway.
No.
You just don't put up with that crap. That's what she means by high maintenance. High maintenance doesn't mean I'm a
settler. Do you see me meeting anyone soon then?
I do, but these are going to be more schmoes.
You're
going to
see lots of bad fish in the school.
Why?
Well, that's the nature of the business for you women. You're going to get a lot of schmucks mixed in with the good people.
You got to avoid the ones that think they are God's gift to women, and this guy did, you know.
No, he didn't. He was only like 5'3", 5'4", heavy glasses. No, no.
In his mind, though, he might be,
you know.
He might think he is in his brain.
Didn't you think that was going to kind of be an excruciating date with a guy that there's no potential?
Well, she knew each other. They knew each other for 3 weeks. She just expected at least to have some kind of a pleasant evening, if nothing else.
Well, the guy should plan something. It's freaking New Year's.
Right. Well, that's why she said. That's why she's mentioning that he schmucked out on her. Yep, he did. My tummy hurts. Well, you know what? Your tummy hurts. Yeah, get the hell out of here, dude. That's what I say.
Well, I'm glad you didn't sleep with him.
Oh, I don't think she was.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, right.
I didn't even want to kiss him.
Right. Right. She was looking to have just a fun night, you know, because they like were friends for 3 weeks, so she knew, and she was looking for a pleasant evening, and he couldn't even pull that off.
No.
Oh, all I wanted to do was play cards or left, right, center. Oh my God.
I don't know what left, right, center is. Is that like naked twister or something? What is that?
No. A card game like 70-year-olds play.
Oh.
I've never heard of it. Interesting. Okay.
No.
Well, you hear some new stuff every day.
Well, it will happen for you, hon. It's just not right now.
It's not right now, and she sees it happening eventually, but you're going to get more of these kind of guys for a little while that you're going to have to kick to the curb.
Yeah, so
then why date?
Then why date? That's it.
Well, you can look at it that way, too, but eventually, you know, you got to – it's like people that go fishing. A lot of times you go fishing, you don't get a bite. But you keep trying because eventually you're going to get a bite and get that big fish. Might get a whole bunch of those bastards you got to throw back, but you know eventually you're going to get that fish. So it depends on what kind of resolve you have. Do you have the resolve to have to deal with all these schmucks before you get to the good guy? Only you can decide that.
Yeah.
Can you put up with all that crap? That's going to be your call. I think you gotta. I guess you could take a break after like you deal with a schmuck like this and say, "Ooh, I'm going to take a break for a little bit."
I'm getting older though. I don't want to take too many breaks.
Well, I don't mean like...
Then I'm not going to want him at 80 years old to take care of him.
Yeah, well, you know, that's true. True that. Well, thank you so much. I know you've been holding for a long time. And we wish the best for you. We'll be doing many more shows now that Blog Talk is not broke anymore. It's been broken for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And good luck to you. And we are so bad. We're sorry that you had a bad New Year's Eve.
Yeah, me too.
Or boring. I should say boring. I guess it could be worse, but it was boring.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. We hope you
thank
call
you,
again.
Hon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. First of all, everybody just saw that, and then I don't even know what the hell you just said. Anyway, I heard nothing. I heard.
I don't know if you're hearing a grandpa.
That's what I heard. It was like some kind of freaking like a monkey on freaking acid talking in my ear. You know, it's like, don't speak English. All right. The night is rocking. The night is ruling. Let me see who's next on the list. The list we have. I have a list. Ah, here we go. Ready? All the way to go, Ohio. 216 Ohio, welcome to the show.
Hello there, Ohio. What is your name, please?
Hey, this is Desmond. Happy New Year.
Wow.
How are you doing?
Desmond.
Same to you, buddy. It's been a long time.
Yeah, good to hear from you, and Happy New Year to you, too.
Hey, yeah.
How you doing, hon?
Yeah, what's new? What's kicking?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out right now. I want to know what do y'all see for the new year for me.
That's an excellent question. Excellent. Do you have any snow yet?
No, we had a small batch. It was Tuesday, but it was next day it was gone. So right now it's just cold now. So hopefully about 3 more months, make it to spring. I don't know if that's going to last.
Those snowdrifts are coming. You just wait.
Unfortunately.
Well, in Ohio, you know, it's like a lot of states. There's different areas that see different amounts of snowfall. It all depends on where you are.
Yeah.
Sorry, did I miss a question? I did, didn't I?
Yeah, a little bit. It's about... What's the new year going to hold?
Oh, okay, that's a good question that we're in, first week of January still. Very good, very good.
Yeah.
And it's been a couple months-ish since we heard from Desmond. That's cool.
Yeah, I believe it was. And I'll bet you our international listeners love your voice, Desmond. You could be in radio. But there's no money, so... Don't even dream about it.
That's right.
Oh, I was about to look into that. Oh, well,
yeah.
No money.
Well, That depends on what you consider a lot of money, too, you know?
Well, yeah, but unless you're one of the biggies.
Yeah, but all the biggies start as
like
smallies.
Joe Rogan.
Oh, they all start as smallies, yeah. Though. That's like anybody.
Oh, and one of our ladies in England is saying you sound very seductive, Desmond.
They said very what?
Seductive.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey.
Okay.
Yeah, we're guys. We just kind of laugh that shit off.
For your new year. I think this is going to be a year with a good pace to it for you. I'm seeing there's a female that's going to keep calling you. She is trying to restart what you had before. Apparently, she ended things too abruptly, and now she's rethinking that and wants to get back with you. So just clean in on that.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's another one here.
I think he's had a couple of those based on his past readings.
I have a feeling Desmond has a whole string.
I'm saying like ones from the distance past. It's relative to age.
Yeah,
but
they
want to
come back.
I think we've had conversations about that in some of his past readings.
You have. And I think a lot of it is you've got some good sugar there, Desmond. You know, they can't live without it. So I do want to tell you, I'm seeing a new girlfriend coming into your life pretty soon. And she strikes me as actually doing very well for herself. She is not financially broke. I mean, she does well. She's got her own money, doing well. Strikes me as being extremely beautiful. And I will definitely put on your arm, but I've got to let you know that I think you're going to end up being a father this year.
Now,
just remember, that's not the direction you want your life to go.
Yeah, and he was wondering also, when you see the father, does it mean it has to be biological or could it be a stepfather type thing?
This one's going to be biological.
It's going to be DNA.
It's a boy.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Uh-oh. I mean, be cautious. Be careful.
All right.
Take precautions. Don't rely on these females. Let me tell you, I have a large clientele, and these women pop up pregnant constantly.
Yeah, I'm on the pill. Yeah, no, I got to... thing inserted in me. You got something inserted in you, all right? You lying bitch. Yep. Yeah.
You
I heard that crap.
There, all right.
You can't trust. Yeah. Well, Matt, shocking. You can't trust a woman. That's the shocking thing.
And we can't trust a man. So there we are.
I'm just saying, we're all, us guys are all, you women are always shitting on us guys. So just, it's like, that's nice once in a while to realize, gee, women aren't as angelic as everybody likes to make them. They do lie.
Now, Jim, it helps if you guys will be honest and tell us the truth, you know, about yourselves. And
you know what Jack Nicholson said?
What?
You can't handle the truth. And you guys don't want to hear the truth. You guys don't want to hear the truth. You want to hear la, 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 la. That's what you want to hear.
So, anyway, all in all, it looks like there's going to be more money for you to be made. Coming up in this year, you are a busy boy. You like to keep, you know, you like to keep moving, keep doing.
That's right.
So,
rolling stone gathers no moss.
I really think that you might even consider relocating during the year. Not right now, but later on, that there could be a long distance move for you.
I was thinking about moving to somewhere in Georgia. Yeah, I was just, so that's right on.
That would be a long distance move. Yeah, that would be.
That's a good place to go.
The Peach State.
And maybe, you know, I see that this baby would be at a distance, too.
At a distance.
Yeah, so this could be somebody that is on the move, just like you. And I wouldn't be surprised, hon, if you get to like her and care for her so much that you're going to want to give it a shot with her.
Having my baby.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I hear you, man. That's heavy shit. That is heavy shit to have somebody throw on a man about a baby and stuff.
Right.
That's
heavy.
That is heavy duty.
Make a vow of
self-esteem. Go ahead. What do you got?
Yeah, it's a girl at a bar. She's a barmaid. Her name is Peaches. Does she think I'm just attractive, or is she just her personality, or
see anything in there?
Oh yeah, and you know what? She doesn't want to get played, okay? But she finds you very entertaining, very smart, funny, all the right things. But this girl's been around the track. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, based on where she works, she probably deals with all sorts of characters. So
she does.
Which is a good thing, at least. You know, that she's not obviously a village idiot.
No, she's smitten
as far as with guys.
Yeah.
But he wants to know, because a lot of times, that's why he's asking, because a professional bartender, professional barmaid, they're going to act smitten with everybody because they like tips. So he wants to make sure.
Yeah, so just remember that. Because I don't think she's a slut at heart at all.
But do you think that she maybe is really interested or not? Is she really interested or not?
I think she could be very interested.
It's not 100% just acting for a tip is what you're saying. Okay, that's
good. Yeah.
All right.
Because you don't know. That's what they do. They do what they do.
She's really
I know. I know she's with somebody, but I just was wondering.
Okay, well, that's possibilities there, so that's
I definitely
sounds like
do.
It's worth the exploration.
And
all right.
Even if she is with somebody, if they're not, like, hitched, married, it's fair game for everybody.
Well, especially, right. I mean, it's a rocky road if you go down that road, but it's her rocky road. If she chooses to move on, then that's her choice.
All she has to do is say no.
Well, or and to the other dude, she could say adios, amigo.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Desmond, here is your – oh, this is a very good card. I would always want this rebel card.
Yeah.
Subject of the rebel card is you're the shit. Don't forget it. That's a good rebel card right there. That is the card. To me, that's the card I want to get all the time. You're the shit. Because sometimes we get a little down on ourselves and get pissed off because we make some bad choices. But that card says you're the shit. Just don't forget it.
No,
all
right.
It is, man. All right, my friend. I hope to hear from you.
Keep us.
Like you said, Happy New Year again. And, stay with us, man. Let us know what's going down.
Yeah, we'd love to hear
from you. All right. Good to hear from you.
All right, hon. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Oh, he sounds so adorable.
Yeah, Desmond's with us for a long time. He's frequent, as in he calls in on a regular basis. He's just not like every week.
Yeah, and you know, if a guy...
he's got a good attitude. I like him.
If a guy will call or come back for a reading, that's a lot. Because most of them think I'm full of shit, you know.
And I think, if I remember right, he was one of the first folks. Remember that time you did... I think he only did it once.
The butterfly.
I think he was one of the ones, yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to do that again.
I believe he was one of the folk there that did that. Desmond, he was asking, I think it was like a past thing, and that's what reminded me of that when you were talking about women from his past at the beginning of his reading. That's what made me think, like, oh, I remember this conversation way back when it was like the butterfly effect thing.
He is good at what he does, let me tell you.
What voodoo does he do? Oh, I'm just saying.
Sugar. He knows how to love him up.
Pour some sugar on me.
He's like
in the name of love.
Jesus. He loves them all. Okay.
All right. Hey, we're gonna call this international. We're going to area code 787 in Puerto Rico. Welcome, 787.
Yeah.
Is this our iFoxy, our very own iFoxy? Is this
Hola.
You?
How are you doing? How are you?
It is indeed. Well, welcome.
We're doing great. How are you?
Hey, I appreciate you being patient. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about it. I love listening to everybody's stories there.
Thank you very much. So,
how was your interview? Did you have a wonderful time?
We stayed safely at home.
Oh, New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. It was cool. We won't get into specifics because we were trying to watch like some certain programs on our satellite TV, and one of our stations is having a pissing contest.
New Year's Rockin' Eve. Like we always
with ABC and our ABC, we don't get ABC right now because they're having a contractual pissing contest with DirecTV.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was, which is so minorly stuff. But anyway, we saw the ball drop on a different channel. Whoopie doo.
Yes, we did.
Yep. So it was a country one. There's a ball dropping there, folks. Let's watch that on the inner country channel. All right.
So, hon, what can we do for you?
Well, I tell you, I have I'm a bit confused here because a few months back I lost my dog.
Yes.
And now I don't know. I think I lost my boyfriend too.
Oh boy.
I personally
what?
Would be more upset about the dog than a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I would. You can get another boyfriend or girlfriend, but your dog is your child. But anyway, I don't want to dig up painful things on that anyway. Yeah. I don't want to make a stain on that, but yeah.
So you would like me to look at...
Yeah, what would you like, a love reading or a reading on that boyfriend thing?
Well, I want to see what happened. I mean, everything was okay for Christmas time and everything. But when New Year's came, I don't know, he just disappeared. I call him and I try to get in touch with him and he just disappeared.
So you've been ghosted then and you have no idea why?
Well, that I've known this person for like 13 years. Never happened before.
Did something unusual happen at Christmas? A conversation? I don't know, something...
I don't know if he's having a problem with a family situation or he's sick or he's mad at me. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on.
Yes,
she
literally
has somebody.
You know, the thing is...
That's why she's here for the cars.
And, you know, walk away like that to ghost somebody, that is really childish. It's totally juvenile, you know.
Well, I found it so, like, I don't know if he's under a depression or I don't know what's going on.
Wow. Literally doesn't know what's going on. Yeah, that's why she's, well, that would be very confusing, what she said she is.
Well, then I'm glad you came to us.
Yes, indeed.
So we can take a look.
That is why she came to us from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it's a lonely Christmas, not lonely Christmas, but a lonely New Year's. I mean, I just...
Yep, it is, yes.
Okay, well, you know this man very well, right?
Yes.
Well, oh, I don't like these kinds of readings. They make me sad. I think he's kind of chasing somebody else right now, but he's not going to get anywhere with her. All right.
Doesn't make it right.
It doesn't at all. And he's going to make a fool out of himself. Then he's going to try to come boomeranging back on you.
After ghosting.
Yes.
So you're going to have a decision to make.
Is this woman a lot younger?
Well, she strikes me that she is. But she's not interested. I mean, she might have been flirtatious and kind of strung him along.
He has to be stringeth.
Yeah, he is feeling very hot to trot for her, but she isn't going to give him a tumble. He's going to end up, like I said, feeling very foolish. And he's going to have one heck of a cockamamie story for you.
Is it going to be all bullshit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, stand by for a bullshitter coming back.
Yeah, he tells me he's always busy, but I'm saying, how can you be busy on the holidays? I mean, you should be on vacation, you know? I mean,
yeah.
You can't pick up your phone at no time.
Well, I guess based on the card reading, he was semi-truthful. He's busy, all right.
He's
busy chasing another thing.
Yeah, but I want to tell you.
Which is terrible.
When he tries to come back, and I think it won't take very long, he's going to say something to the effect of, I needed time to think because I'm heading in the direction of asking you to marry me.
Oh, boy, that's an interesting try to do some damage control there.
Well, it's like if you ever watched Jerry Springer.
Before I want to make this lifetime commitment, I got to go explore other opportunities.
But
so you have to understand.
They drop to their knees with the ring in a box.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jerry Springer shows. They do that all the time. Yeah. Yeah, I was banging your sister and your mom, but now I realize I love you, so you have to forgive me.
You're going to have to look at this long and hard.
Yes.
Because I think what you see is what you're going to get.
It could be a sign, they call it. It could be a sign of something that is inside that person's nature, and it could come out again and again.
There's better men in Puerto Rico for you.
Not really. I've had a few here, and they're not that great. No, he's not a bad person. I just feel like he's getting older or something. And the one he was attracted to was very pretty. I mean, she was in her 30s, and she just divorced, and he was like infatuated with her. Now we're in our 60s, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Some of those men don't realize, but they think that they can get themselves a sugar baby, you know?
Because some do.
And they do.
Some do. That's, what do you mean they think?
Do you own your house, hon? Your house? Do you own it?
Yeah.
Well, I see something here about within this year, you may think about selling. And it's would bring a very nice profit to you.
Okay.
In case you decide to do that.
International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland. Welcome, Suzanne.
All right. So I wish I had better things to tell you. But you know what? He may find out that what he's got right there with you is far better than chasing one in the bush.
And then you will have a big decision to make.
Yeah.
So you see him, he's going
to
regret what he did? Is he coming back with his tail between his legs?
Oh, you said that, right?
I said that, yeah.
Tail between his legs doesn't mean he here's the problem, and you have to figure that out, and I don't have the cards. Does he regret what he did, or does he regret what he did and it failed? Did he wish it would have succeeded in what he did? I.e., are you okay being a second choice? That's what you have to decide.
Oh, okay.
If somebody says, hey, if I had a significant other and all of a sudden that person kind of blew me off to go chase somebody and they came back and said, yeah, I realize that you're the one. It's like, did you realize that or did that just fail and I'm a backup? Because you know what? I ain't backing up shit. I ain't taking that backup role. Screw you. That's me. I don't have cards. I'm just saying. That shit happened to me. I'd be like, oh, see that door? Carry your ass out of it. Get out of here.
Well, he could have at least.
But I'm not in her situation. Yeah,
I'm honest with you that he wanted a break.
He obviously didn't want to burn a bridge, Deb, right? Yeah. Which is not good it's terrible for iFoxy. But he didn't want to burn a bridge. He's trying to keep his options open. Well, I'm going to go down this. I'm going to explore. I'm going to invest in this other business, but I'm going to keep this one open. If that one fails, I still have my backup. So that's why I say I don't like that backup bullshit role myself. But you have to make that decision when he does come back. But only you can make that.
My worry is, hon, that he may have a wandering penis that will, even when he's 80, he might still be looking around the corner.
Hardly get any time.
Yeah.
All right, we got to put a wrap. The show is ticking down. They're going to kick us up. The ugly lights are coming on at the bar. Stand by. Here we go. Here's your Robocard, iFoxy. Subject is interesting card. Subject is, you are giving away your power.
Ooh.
You're a badass. Act like it.
There you go.
All right.
So that may,
that's
you may
sweet.
Have to.
I like that down. Card.
Yes, and if all these, what Deb said, it comes to fruition, and this does happen where he comes with his tail between his legs, you're going to have to
do some
thinking.
He knows he's lying to you, hon.
And you know what? Even if you do decide to take him back, you don't have to do it right away. You can make him sweat.
Yeah, make him crawl over crushed glass.
So you got some, I would say always as some kind of penance. Say, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know yet. Go away. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
even if you decide. He deserves to have that at least.
No, I'm sorry. But
yeah, well, she's confused, but, you know, sounds like a lot of the things you said rang true because she knew exactly the person and everything.
Yeah,
I do.
Well, it's great hearing from you. We're glad that you are alive and doing well, obviously, even though you're having some problems there. But
yeah.
But life has got always some problems, except unless you're watching some kind of old 1960s Brady Bunch shit or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, there are better days.
Better days are coming. The year has just started.
I know. I appreciate all your help. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for being patient. I know you've been in the Facebook chat for a long time, and we're on hold forever. We appreciate your patience.
And please let us know how things are going.
Absolutely. You know where to find us.
That's for sure.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yes, and just a reminder, other folks here is cutting them off. We're not hanging up on them. We just put them back on mute. They can still hear us. So you ever hear us do that, say, boy, Jim's an asshole. He just hangs up. I don't hang up on him. Put him back on mute. They're still with us. Some people stay with us the whole show after their call. Others got life, you know, stuff to do.
It makes me feel very gratified that people enjoy just listening to other people's troubles, you know.
All that, and, you know, it's entertainment, and, you know, and some people, they're already connected on the phone and say, well, I'll just listen instead of trying to go on the blog talk and pick up the show and whatever. Just keep listening on their phone. They can put it on speakerphone, set it down. I just like being on the internet, listen to it, you know, so that's cool. Makes sense. All right, we only got 2 minutes, Deb.
Yeah, I know we're going to have to leave you all, but the good news is we'll be back tomorrow.
We appreciate those that were patient. We apologize to those we didn't get to. All we can say is it's better to be early than late. If you're a Blog Talk caller, the queue opens at as soon as you see the 50-minute prior to show mark, you can call in and get in the queue.
And then you can multitask.
I mean, you'll hear music for 15 minutes, but you can do it. You know you're not going to miss anything. You can do something else, you know, but you can't get in any earlier than 15 minutes. As a matter of fact, I've called exactly at the 15-minute mark. You're not getting in, which is funny. So wait till it's like 14:59 seconds or something. Gotta go. All right.
Yeah, everybody, take care. All right, do the music for them.
Yes. Well, Chuan, would you like? Would you like the... Good night, Blog Talkers.